How is my mic now?
Oh, yeah, now it's fine. Perfectly fine. At the end. Amazing. Yes, good job.
Yeah, thanks. I'd like to come in at the end.
Do you have a question?
So what Jabbers, was it as you were expecting it? Because
no.
We did dig up a lot of history of Arkon and all the knowledge of Iok is pretty amazing as well on that. Yeah. Given his long terms on involvement on that. But I must admit that I started Arkon, it was Arkon 80 when I started Arkon series.
I'm looking at that.
It was with four colors at that time.
What's
it
funny,
had only four colors.
I played a lot of these games. I might have played Falcon. I might have played F-16 Fighting Falcon, actually, by Spectre.
Ah, that's maybe something older.
Is that EGA graphics, probably?
Yeah, maybe. Yes, I remember
something like that,
as well.
Yeah, I played. So I was born in 1980, so and I started playing Flight Sims when I was like 5. So.
Yeah, same thing here.
If you look back, I've gone to like some of those websites that archive all of the old like DOS games and stuff, and I've looked through and been like, "Oh, I remember this one. I remember this one." Just and some of them, like,
my dad's laptop. Yeah, I was stealing my dad's laptop to actually start playing games. I started with Flight Simulator 2.0, Falcon 80, like that.
So. Yep. Have you tried to play them now? DOSBox. Go install DOSBox and take one of those games and install it, because some of these you can find for free on Abandonware.
Yeah, I agree.
And
Should probably try. Yeah,
it
brings back so many memories. I would say, and the one that I was expecting that came, I think, just a year or two before Falcon 4.0, was the Eurofighter 2000. This one was also state of the art when it launched, actually, where you had to fiddle with the TGPs and you had some mission planning and some stuff like that. And it was the spirit of around that was so amazing that I remember that like it was yesterday, and it got me thrilled for anything with air sim combats.
Yeah, I tried to install, I think it was F-19 stealth fighter or something like that a while back, and it lands on a boat and everything. And I remember playing that one about a year and a half ago just to try it again, and I got so frustrated by how it moves at like 7 frames per second, and that's like its highest speed. And then on top of that, like, everything's so gamey, but back then I don't remember it being so gamey, but I didn't know any different.
Have you, speaking about dynamic campaigns, have you ever, maybe, I don't know if you were into choppers or anything like this, but do you remember the developer called Razorworks? They were doing the enemy engage stuff.
I don't
Apache
think so.
Against,
I remember Apache
Kamov
game.
Stuff.
I remember Apache game from back then that I played.
Yeah, but it was like enemy engage, and the developer at that time was Razorworks, and that was the that was also a sort of dynamic campaign, so on a very lower scales in terms of dimension of the map, but at least it was another game where they tried to instate a dynamic campaign stuff for but chopper based this time.
It's crazy. It's amazing that nobody's ever done it since at the scale of what I see BMS as or Falcon.
I think this is the complexity behind it. I remember from tales and things I've been reading and discussion I had with people, basically the campaign took most of the years of development until they decided to stop where they were because they couldn't go further. It was too much in terms of time of development. They would have needed at that time maybe 3 to 4 years extra to actually be able to complete everything. But then they would not have been able to ship it because it would have been too big.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you end up with the development creep, or the, what's it called? Scope creep at some point where you just want to keep doing more and more things, and then by the time you're done, if you end up doing them, the other half of the engine is old and you have to update that. It's back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, guys, I really do appreciate it. I do have to go. I look forward to, hopefully we can do this again, if you guys ever have anything BMS related that you want to promote, please let us know. Rob is really good at promoting stuff on our Facebook, and
a master.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't like BMS. I was just here for the
laughs. Are you going to put the beeps again?
Yeah, I was thinking
midway.
DCS is superior.
I was asking for to have the beeps every time we mention DCS.
And... I was gonna say I should have beeped DCS every time we said DCS. Maybe I'll do that afterwards. We'll process that. It'd be pretty funny. I was a little worried every time DCS came up. I was like, oh, I hope this doesn't come into like some BMS versus
no,
DCS.
No. Honestly, no. Let's be very clear and honest about it. The problem we have between communities around BMS and DCS is that because people, yeah. because people have a lot, there's a lot of passion involved behind it. They tend to forget people behind, the people developing behind, and what is at stake, and it's not the same realm. I mean, one is a software commercial company, and the other one is just a bunch of people coding and having fun together. Sure. So, the spirit is not the same, and honestly, one is a multi, I would say, jet platform, and the other is just focused on one jet. So.
Right.
It's not aiming the same thing. It's just either if you want to get into BMS, you need to first love the F-16, because otherwise you'll be frustrated because you won't get anything more.
Yes.
Totally agree. Maybe we'll leave this part into the podcast too somehow.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, but I've been fighting on Reddit and stuff like this, people asking and being frustrated. And to be honest, the Red Dog as well on the I saw the questions of Ghost Dog on the Discord. Well, I know him already, so I know the questions behind it, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about what is the team behind and what is doing the team behind and what is basically, and I see them on a regular basis doing that on the free time, and I know, and you know, guys, what is family life and what are the constraints of doing things in your free time, and the more you have kids and the less you have times to actually do stuff.
Exactly.
So I mean, in the end, I'm just grateful that they still find time to make that happen, and it will take time to get to the next level, but it's for the best for the best, and hopefully, I mean, I'm still very excited about the future and the next major release of Falcon BMS. So I would say they usually never stop surprising us.
Yeah, I would say even coming from when I first started, which was 4.32, I believe. And then 4.3, I played a little bit and I didn't really get into it. And then 4.34 came out, and there were some just certain little things that made it so much easier to deal with. Like, as example, it's minor, but the two things that I think made me start thinking about actually getting into BMS was being able to interrogate a target instead of having to ask declare every time, because that, like, keeping track of that stuff drove me nuts. And then just the comms ladder. Like, that seems so simple to me. Like,
oh, the ATC stuff.
Yeah, that's something you could have done on your own, but it didn't occur to me to do until, that came out. So that was really
cool. I don't even think there's a single sim, and in counting in the civil sims, that have, I would say, an ATC system as developed as this one. Yeah. And I've tested a lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. We'll see what DCS comes out with. Not to compare, but theirs is supposedly tied into all the carrier stuff they're doing. So we'll see if they can at least get it close.
Well, at least this is what I tend to say, is that BMS is the outsider that I actually will tickle Eagle Dynamics to see what a bunch of guys in their rooms can achieve, where they have paid developers, and what they should be actually raising the bar higher than I would say community people or community driven projects are doing.
Yep.
Let me say that on that specifically, you know, stuff like the ATC, for example, again, it's not my work. I didn't touch almost nothing related to gameplay or avionics in the last couple of years. But this is the kind of things which show, you know, passion and just a guy that want to make it. Okay, I will make it. Doesn't matter what, doesn't matter how. You know, a guy saying, I will make it. So he makes it, and then there are problems that are created because of that, and he started fixing this, fixing that, and even until now is chasing some issues. But this is the mind. I mean, you got to get it. You get to want it for it to happen. Okay, and I think we have a lot of surprises. You know, some stuff.
Well, I think I can respect that. People, like even as a developer, like it's so much easier and so much more fun, even to fix bugs when you're working on something that you want to work on. You know, for my job, I am in a lucky enough position that I get to work on a lot of the fun stuff, so to speak, and less of the maintenance stuff. So I get a lot of new projects. I get a lot of research projects and proof of concept projects. So my job doing what I do is fun because I get to work on things that are fun and interesting to me. But if I worked at a job, and I have worked at a job in the past, where you're working maintenance mode, which is just fixing bugs on somebody else's app that you don't really care about.
I agree.
You don't get as much done. You're slower. It's just not as much fun. So from that aspect, that BMS, you guys kind of do what you want, and it probably pays off more because, you know, you have passion to do to not only start, but to finish and to make sure it's right. So, and to test it and all of the other things that are around it.
Yeah. And one question that was not actually answered was the how did the launch of the F-16 on DCS impacted BMS?
I didn't want to ask that.
And this one, I will be straight to the point saying that thank you, Eagle Dynamics.
Well, seriously, all the questions, so there's like five questions that aren't answered. If you guys want to answer those directly and just mention the person in the channel.
And the BMS question, to be honest, like half of the people interacting or at least asking questions are people that already have access to the Falcon Launcher that I already know. Okay. So if they have questions, they can actually go to the Discord and ask them.
That's totally fine. I'm not going to sweat, you know. I wasn't planning on... There's even questions I left out of here that I just thought were irrelevant.
So.
But yeah. Awesome, guys. I really got a split, and I really do appreciate it. And we'll definitely have to do this again because I had a lot of fun, learned a lot. So,
yeah, as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.